Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a three-generation, family-owned and operated marina on the St. Croix River and just 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. You have a boat in that size, you want to get on the St. Croix, give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net, or give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And I have on my port side here.
As usual, I'm on the port side. This is John Tetzlaff with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. We are a boat brokerage. We sell and list used houseboats, cruisers, yachts, you name it, we'll sell it. So if you're looking to buy, give us a call. Or if you're if you need to sell and you're looking to get another one, we do all that. And you can contact us at 651-214-9463. Our website is TetzlaffYachtSales.com. I'll spell that Tetzlaff for you. It's not a common name. T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F, as my dad used to say, a good Irish name. No, it's German. We have a great Facebook page. And again, we're here to talk about boating and boating situations and content. And we have a great guest, a repeat guest. We had her on last summer, Courtney Godfrey from Fox News. She had a situation that happened, I think it was last summer or a couple summers ago, but she's here. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me.
Yes, yes, great. And I think you want to kind of maybe go over what happened and kind of where you're at.
Sure, yeah. Like most Minnesota families, my husband and I and my sister and her husband were out on our boat in September 2017, so about a year and a half ago, enjoying the lake like we usually do. We have a 19-foot ski boat. And like things, you know, things can happen when you're driving around a big, you know, two-ton boat. And a freak accident occurred, and I was tossed from the boat when it made a quick turn, and the boat must have turned right over me, and the inboard propeller hit my heel. Mm. As a result, my leg was unsalvageable below the knee, and doctors had to amputate my foot to mid-shin.
Wow.
So I now live my life as an amputee. My life is forever changed. But, you know, we still love the water, and we still want to go out on our boat. But currently we just we don't feel safe. We don't feel protected, and we can get into that.
Yes. Yeah, and to kind of get back to how things are now, I see you on TV and everything, and you seem to be doing, really good despite what happened.
Yeah, you know, I have a really good attitude, and I think that perspective is everything in a situation like this. There are plenty of people who go through something like what I've been through, and they never get up off the couch. They
yeah.
go into a dark place, and they never come out. And I just, from day one, as soon as they told me, you know, you're going to be an amputee, after you let that sink in, it's like, okay, well, I'm either going to choose the light or I'm going to choose the dark, and I chose positivity. And that doesn't mean that it's not hard. It's hard.
Sure.
There are things that I run into daily that just are challenging.
Sure.
But I sure do make it look easy. Or
well,
so
yeah,
I hear.
You do. I mean, yeah, there's nothing that we could tell from TV, and you're out there kicking. So
yeah.
What? Tell us what, what happened after the accident
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, so the week after the accident, my health insurance was calling saying, hey, do you have watercraft insurance? Just like if you were in an auto accident and you claimed injury, your health insurance would be calling wanting your auto accidents, your auto insurance, so that they could, so that they could share the cost. So my husband called up our policy, and which we did have. We had a full liability policy on our boat, and we also had a large umbrella policy that sat over our boat, our home, our cars. And when he called to file that claim, they said, we're sorry, sir, your wife's not covered. To which he said, of course she is. What are you talking about? No, she's not. It's called the family exclusion, and she is not covered.
Wow.
So we started calling. My husband grew up in the western burbs, went to Minnetonka, and so we have a lot of friends who own boats. So we started calling our friends, hey, check your policies. do you know about this exclusion? Not one of them knew that this family exclusion was in their policies, and every single one of them had the exclusion in their policies. And that's when we went, okay, we have to do something. We've discovered this loophole in Minnesota insurance law, and we have to do something to protect Minnesota families who are out on the water.
Yeah, yeah. And I can say that I've been boating for a good 40 years myself and in the boating business my whole life, and I had never heard of that prior to you. So, I mean...
Most people assume that everyone on their boat is covered, that your wife, your children, the people who are on your boat the most are covered, and it's just not true. And unfortunately, we found out the hard way, but I just can't let another family go through what we've been through.
No, and what you've done is you've brought that to our attention, which is, you know, you take a bad situation and you try to make something good of it, and I think this is definitely a bad situation that that you've opened the eyes of many people such as myself.
For sure. And what a kick in the teeth. I mean, to go through everything you went through and then to turn around and find that out, my goodness. And you're still going strong. That's fantastic.
So what are we doing here now to try to rectify this situation? What's been going on here?
Yeah, so I have a bill at the Minnesota legislature that would outlaw family exclusions in your boat policies. It actually recently passed the House, and I'm stalled in the Senate. I can't get a hearing in the Senate. But the bill, what it would do is it would hold insurance companies accountable. It would close this loophole that we discovered. Insurance companies are taking advantage of this law. There is no law in Minnesota that says you must cover spouses and children. So they write the policies to follow the law, right? So we're just trying to close that loophole, and I'm stalled in the Senate. So I encourage everyone who owns a boat and wants their family covered when they're out on the water to call your state senator and tell them to give this bill a hearing. Call Majority Leader Paul Gazelka. Call the Commerce Chair, Gary Dames, and say, give this bill a hearing. Interestingly, those two are both insurance agents. So there's no coincidence as to why I'm not getting a hearing.
So you're looking at a slowdown because there's powerful people in the right position?
You know, I'm up against a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
At the Minnesota legislature, there are many, many lobbyists representing the individual insurance companies, representing industry groups, and then there's me. So I'm up against a multi-billion dollar industry that has, I've learned, has a lot of power. You know, we got through the House, which was a huge accomplishment. But we're up against it. And but I keep fighting because I know that Minnesotans want to go out on the lake and they want to feel protected. They buy this insurance. They expect that everyone on the boat is covered. And then, boom, something happens, some freak accident, and they're not.
Is it possible, do you know, that if you're able to buy a policy that would protect your family?
So that's a great question. Since I started this fight, I first went to the legislature last session. I didn't even get a hearing. But I got a lot of media attention. And since I started the fight, I've heard that there are some companies that maybe are offering this policy now because I've, you know, gotten the word out about it. My husband and I have been unable to find a company that offers this coverage. So we've been unsuccessful in finding a policy. And what you have to look out for is individuals are going to be calling their insurance agents. This happened last session when I started getting the word out. People are calling their insurance agents, hey, you know, I want my family covered. You have to be careful. They will say, oh, no, you're covered. And what they're talking about is usually medical payments coverage. We had medical payments coverage, and it covered $5,000.
Oh, boy.
Of my medical costs. So the highest I've seen medical payments coverage go is $25,000. And obviously, if you are injured and you're facing a life-altering injury, I just wrote a check for $2,500 to my process office last week. And I have great health insurance. Hmm. But there are going to be costs throughout your life that aren't covered
by
health insurance. And that's why you bought a boat policy, right?
Absolutely.
It's why you buy a car policy. And by the way, in the state of Minnesota, family exclusions are outlawed in auto policies.
That's crazy.
all we're trying to do is, in the land of 10,000 lakes, let's do the same thing we do in auto and make these family exclusions outlawed on boats.
And I think it's important to say it's not just husband, wife that would not be covered on their boat, also their children.
Your children are not covered. A lot of times it's written to say anyone living under your roof. So say you were a grandparent and you were the guardian for your grandchildren and they lived in your home, they wouldn't be covered.
Well, that's crazy. Now, let me ask this. Do most of these insurance agents know about this?
You know, I don't know. And I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they do now because there's been a lot of material that's been sent out to insurance agents since I've been at the legislature. So they do now. But I think a lot were kind of caught off guard by this.
I think you're right. And, you know, we do have a sponsor for the show. I think I mentioned last time an insurance company, Aircraft and Marine Insurance. That's all they do. And I know we've discussed it with them. And we're going to have them on the show to talk about that. And I don't know if they've done anything to change their policies.
But. And maybe they have policies that don't include the family exclusion. If they do, please call me. I'd like to buy one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we sponsor them, or they sponsor our show, so they should be on top of all that, dang it.
I would think so. Yes. Yep. So is there a reason why the insurance companies will not cover this or have
why the insurance companies are against this bill?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The two main reasons that they bring up, and if you pulled up the House hearing, the committee hearing, or if you pulled up the House floor vote, you would see these arguments repeatedly. The top two that they bring up are it would increase cases of fraud. I even heard a lawmaker stand on the House floor and say people will be coming to the state of Minnesota to commit fraud.
Oh,
they're going to be flying to Minnesota to commit fraud. So basically what they're saying is you're going to throw your kid off your boat and maim them in order to, you know, pay for their college.
Just like we throw them out the car door, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so it's the same. These insurance companies already have huge fraud departments, and I don't support fraud. The bill explicitly says except in cases of fraud. But these insurance companies have huge fraud departments. If you were in an auto accident tomorrow and made a medical claim, they would go and investigate it to make sure that you really were hurt and that it really was what you were saying it was. They already have huge fraud departments that investigate these things. And if anyone commits fraud, prosecute them.
That's right.
That's illegal.
That's what
it's wrong.
All about.
Throw them in jail.
Yep.
And then the other thing that they'll say is this is going to lead to spouses suing spouses.
Mm.
Now, this argument is interesting because, yes, it does, only because the state of Minnesota is not a direct action state.
Hey, so Courtney, can I jump in real quick here because we just told we're coming to the end of our first half.
Okay.
I want you to save that for our second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales.
Yep, and if you all stay tuned, we'll be right back with more information on this terrific insurance scam, I guess we could call that, right? Because we're paying for it. We should have coverage on it, but we don't. But y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you. And because my name is the name on the sign, sign, "I will work hard for you before and after the sale." Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. And welcome back, everyone, to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We are a show, obviously, about boating and marinas in Minnesota on the lakes and rivers. And we've been doing this now for, over 2 years now. And from what we understand, we're one of the very few shows in the entire country that talks about the content that we talk about. Good information for all the boaters in Minnesota, because per capita, I think we have the, we're the biggest. And again, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We have two locations, one in Stillwater at Stillwater Marina and one in Prescott at Miscroy Marina. And obviously with all the floods and the high water on the rivers, kind of chaotic out there right now. But you can contact us at 651-214-9463. The website is TetzloffYachtSales.com, and we have a great Facebook page, and I'll pass it off to Eric.
Yeah, and again, my name is Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a three-generation family-owned and operated marina. We are on the St. Croix, just north of downtown Stillwater. I should say that it's on the beautiful St. Croix, because I think it is probably one of the most scenic places on earth. So if you want to get out on St. Croix, give us a call, 651-439-2341.
And I had forgot to mention that we do have a sponsor. Of course, you may not have remembered that Tetzloff Yacht Sales was named the Boat Dealer of the Year for 2018. I had to throw that in there. It is the boating show with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. But anyway, our sponsor is Aircraft and Marine Insurance. They're out of Burnsville, Minnesota. Their contact number is 952-890-1124. Their website is aircraft-marine.com. That's their website. Kevin's the guy you want to talk to, and as their name says, all they do is deal in boats and in airplanes. And what a coincidence that we have Courtney Godfrey talking about the big insurance issue that she found out about. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're more than happy to have you, that's for sure.
And you know, everybody hates tragedy, whatever, but and what happened to you was certainly a tragedy. But, you know, if it were to happen and it had to happen to you, it's nice that you are kind of in the public eye, where this has really become an issue where you've brought it out to the attention of the public. I mean, if it was somebody else that didn't have the exposure that you have, we probably still wouldn't hear about it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the insurance lobbyists at the Minnesota State Capitol are really wishing it wasn't me, that it didn't happen to me, because I'm a thorn in their side. But
You're wishing it didn't happen to you either, I know that.
Well, I think none of us would want this kind of an accident, but nevertheless, it's you know, you've been what I would consider relentless on this, which is what we need. We need somebody that really brings this to the forefront And you've done that, so I guess I have to thank you for that.
Yeah, really.
You know, that's what democracy is all about, right? In my job, I get to meet people all the time who are, you know, they go through tragedy, and it's horrible, but through their tragedy, they go to the Capitol. They find a loophole. They find a shortcoming, and they go to the Capitol, and they fight in memory of their loved one, or they fight, you know, because of what happened to them, and you know, I think you'll hear from many of the lawmakers who say, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, this is why we're here.
And you let us know what we can do. You know, we can get, you know, with the show. And you had, you know, what we can do to help. And you had mentioned a couple of people that the folks can contact to talk about, you know, bring up the issue. Who are those people again?
Yeah, please call your state senator if you are a boat owner and you thought that your family was covered under your liability policy, if you think that your family should be covered under your liability policy on your boat, call your state lawmaker and tell them to give this bill a hearing. It passed the House, so you don't have to bug the representatives, but call your state senator and tell them to give this bill a hearing.
Well, you know who one state senator is in our area? It's Karen Housley. They happen to be boaters on the St. Croix River. Have you talked to her at all about this?
Yes, Senator Housley was an author on my bill last year, and she was a supporter of my bill last year. I don't know where she stands this year. I think that a lot of the Republicans are in a tough spot this year with their caucus, so
sure.
I don't know this year, but Senator Housley was supportive last year. Yeah.
Good.
Because she is a boater and she has grandkids and she has children.
For sure.
And,
yep.
She was, like most lawmakers, when I walked into their office, she was shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when she found out about this.
As I was. I mean, like I said, I've been boating myself for 40 some years, and it's something that I had never even heard of. It never even occurred to me. You know, you buy that liability policy, and plus you had the umbrella policy. I mean, you think for sure you'd be covered. I have the exact same thing myself. You know, I have the liability plus the umbrella, mm-hmm. thinking, oh, I'm set. But when something like this happens and you find that out, that takes a tragedy and makes it even worse.
And how many, now, it happened to you now, have you looked up records to see how many other folks it's happened to in the past?
Yeah, you know, it's not common, right? Boat accidents, thankfully, are not common. The summer before it happened to me, there were 98 injury accidents in the state of Minnesota on Minnesota lakes. This past summer, the DNR's numbers that they gave to me, it was around 50 injury accidents on Minnesota lakes, and that included fatalities. So it's not common, and that's kind of my argument with insurance companies. You know, they say premiums are going to skyrocket. Well, there really aren't that many of these, but when they do happen, you know, heaven forbid they're as bad as mine, you know, these people should be covered.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to happen, and I think you're the right person to do it, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and I got a question. I hope it's appropriate.
Sure.
Since your tragedy, I think you were you wakeboarding at the time?
No, we were sitting in the boat. I am a wakeboarder. My husband is a fabulous water skier. You should see his tricks. I think he's too old to barefoot anymore, so he doesn't do that anymore. But we're huge boaters. So it was evening and the sun was starting to set, and so we were heading in to grill out. We were gonna have a fish fry on the shore, and so we were heading in, and so we were all sitting down, and I turned around and I said to my sister and my husband, her husband, who were out from California, you know, so they're not used to being on the lake. I said to them, I said, sit down and hold on tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my own directions. I sat down across from the driver, grabbed onto the bar. And, you know, but when the boat made that turn, the force of the boat was just too much for me. And so I went over.
So I guess my question would have been, has it deterred you from attempting to do any of your water sports?
You know, our boat stayed in storage this past summer. I think it was just too hard for us to get out on that boat, and too scary for me. There's a lot of healing that has to take place, a lot of therapy that has to take place.
Yep.
But on the one-year anniversary of my accident, we took my in-law's pontoon out on our lake, and I actually, we went very slow so that I was comfortable. And we turned off the engine, took the keys out, and I jumped into the water, and it was it was a moment.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely
a really cool moment, because we love the lake. This is the lake my husband grew up on. You know, we love our boat. We love water sports. I think, you know, if anybody's in the market for a 19-foot Malibu ski boat, we'd love to sell ours. But but you know, we do plan on, you know, getting another one, but we don't want to get out on the water until we know that our future children are going to be covered.
Yeah.
And until we know that, heaven forbid, I mean, I think the odds are in our favor that nothing else will happen to me again on the water, but heaven forbid it does.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be covered. And so we just at this point don't feel totally comfortable going out in our own boat out on the water until we know that our family is covered.
Sure, sure. Let me ask you, what year is your boat?
What year's the boat, honey?
That's from a
She's
salesman
right
now,
here.
You know?
Yeah, right, exactly. I think it's in 1998.
Okay, all right. Well, hey.
2000? It's a great boat.
Let me know. I know a guy.
Yeah, it's a Malibu Response, TX, whatever.
Yep.
But it's a great boat, you know, and this is just a freak accident.
Yeah.
You know, my husband, like I said, grew up on the water, has taken the safety classes, and is so... We are so careful and so safe. You know, we're not reckless, but this can happen to anyone.
It can.
And it can.
It's an accident.
Yeah.
It's just
like you could be driving home from work today and be in an accident on the freeway that changes your life forever.
Right.
You know, you are driving a 2-ton vehicle, and accidents happen.
Yeah, and you know what? We're in Minnesota, you know, like you said, the land of 10,000 lakes and rivers, and people love their boats, they love their water, and like, boy, this brought to the attention of everybody that this can happen, and they are not covered. So you had mentioned two names of people that you said were also insurance agents or something?
The two people who schedule the votes, so the chair of the Commerce Committee, my bill will go through the Commerce Committee. The chair of the Commerce Committee is Senator Gary Dames. Please give him a call and tell him to give this bill a hearing.
How do you spell his last name? I'm sorry.
D-A-H-M-S.
Okay.
Senate File 1002. Tell Senator Dames to give this bill a hearing. And then the majority leader, Senator Gazelka, tell Senator Gazelka to give this bill a vote on the floor once it gets through the hearing.
I'm going to call them both.
Yeah, and they have to give it a chance, I would think. You know, that's part of the deal. There's how many voters in Minnesota? I don't know, but you know, when they all find out that hey, their family are not covered on their boat, that just floors me.
It's unbelievable.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, but the insurance lobby is a powerful entity, and they convince people otherwise. You know that this we shouldn't do this.
But
if you ask me, this is a loophole.
It is.
We cover family members in your liability policies on auto, and we should do it in boats.
And it shouldn't be any different than auto or home. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, an accident is an accident. That's why we pay our insurance dues, you know, to be covered just in, you know, an accident is an accident.
Yeah.
You can't help, but, you know, it happens. And, you know, when we pay our insurance policies, you expect them to cover you.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I've just been told we have a minute to go here, and I just wanted to say thank you very much for coming back on the show, and you're welcome to come back anytime, especially if this thing goes through, then we're going to have a celebratory recording.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
So
it will. And I have told the insurance lobbyists this at the Capitol. I will keep fighting, and I will keep coming back, because I can't watch another family go through what we've been through. And I can educate people until I'm blue in the face that they're not covered on their boat insurance. But educating people doesn't do anything when you can't buy the policy. So until I close this loophole, I will keep coming back, and I will keep
Well, you, and you let us know if there's anything that we can do. I mean, we can get the word out somehow with the show, and let us know.
This is going on the Facebook, and we're going to
get
it out as best you can. And I have to thank you for fighting the good fight here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being on.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks. Again, we'd like to thank Courtney Godfrey for what a great guest, and we're coming short on time here. Again, I am Eric Wolf, the owner, co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater on the beautiful St. Croix River. Give us a call, 651-439-2341.
And my name's John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 575 Main Street North in Stillwater. We've got one down in Prescott at Miss Curry Marina. TetzloffYachtSales.com. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend.